Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, J.E., White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 14, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in TDG 22, 4BIO 289. Dear Children, the regular mail leaves Monday, and I must write to you a little now and then. I received nothing from you, Edson, in last mail. I was disappointed, but thought that circumstances hindered you. I cannot write you much. Will only say a few words. My head and eyes are wearied out. I send this letter, and Willie will let you see the one I send to him. I am having much work to do of late, and more writing than I care to attend to, but once I get this batch off, I shall not try to write much more, for I am tired of it. I expected to send you a diary from day to day, but I have not done it. I could not possibly spend time to write in my book. I hope Emma and you are well. Do not either of you attempt to go one step without the evidence that you have Jesus with you. Never, never separate from Jesus, your very best friend. Beset the throne of grace for help, for the golden oil to be emptied into the golden tubes in the golden bowls, and then you may be sure that some of the lamps, the churches, will burn brightly. The Lord would have us ask that we may receive. There are the heavenly messengers waiting for the sincere petition, and they draw nigh to the hungry, thirsting soul. Then let your whole souls go out after God. Wait on the Lord. The heavenly messengers will empty themselves into the golden tubes flowing into the golden bowls to enlighten others. If you ask, believing, you will receive. Never, never be destitute of the golden oil, for this will keep your lamps burning. Believe ye receive the things ye ask for, and ye shall have them. Come with humble heart, but presenting the promise. Then believe you do receive. The name, the all-prevailing name of our Savior, is our assurance and our boldness. God presents Himself to us as a hearer of prayer. Keep on right ground with God, so that you may have the witness of the Spirit that you are one of His elect and faithful, trusting ones. Never allow Satan to discourage you. Trust yourself not in the hands of Edson White, but in the hands of God. Practice prayer, cultivate humility and meekness, but commit the keeping of your soul to God. Depend in all that you do on the Holy Spirit, for He is our strength, our efficiency. The Lord is ever training us through difficulties. Pray, pray, be instant in prayer. Commit everything to God in prayer, your business cares, your disappointments, your joys, your fears. Do this, children, and you will have a sense of God's presence, and thankfulness and gratitude will flow forth from your heart and lips in vocal praise. Your heart will be mellow, and you will make melody to God in your heart. My son, rise to a high standard. Do not indulge in cheap talk, but let the soul go forth in expressions from your lips of the love of Jesus. Let us always be sober, reverential, in dealing with the Word of God. There is an eternal consequence in our rightly employing our talents of speech, our talents of voice, and every qualification given us to exercise and improve. We are to be pure in speech, holy in all manner of conversation, drawing nigh to God, and He drawing nigh unto us. I will not be able to write more. I have a meeting tonight over a special case. Mother. W.C. White will let you read his letter. Was in meeting till 11 o'clock p.m.